Casey Wolf is joining us on the KRDO Newsline. Casey, good morning to you. We got a big auction happening today, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. Hey, I just wanted to say that I think it's not the Bullet Train. It's movie. It's the sequel to Samuel L. Jackson's.
Oh, Snakes on a Plane. Yes, that yeah, was yeah. That was a good movie. I like Samuel L. Jackson, by the way.
Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Train.
Yes,
I like it.
Snakes on a Plane. Wherever like there's a snake, I will avoid it. Yeah. So today is that big truck and trailer auction at Purple Wave Auction. Tell me about that one and everything else we want to talk about today.
So this is our biweekly truck and trailer auction. And so, you know, as the name kind of implies, it's over-the-road trucks and trailers and other heavy-duty trucks like dump trucks and oil distributors and whatnot. That auction has just, you know, continued to grow as time's gone on. And, you know, just a really exciting auction. Next week is our vehicles and equipment auction. And, you know, I know we had a taste of spring for about 2 days this past week, and we're back to regular Colorado winter. But we've got a really nice boat selling up in Fort Morgan. If anyone is thinking about, you know, spending some time on the lake this summer.
Excellent. And it's really easy to place the bid. All you have to do is go to purplewave.com and you can take a look at the picture of that particular boat. Is that that's the 2003, right? The Crown Line?
Yep. The Crown Line. Yep. Yeah.
And it's red and the pictures, I mean, just a stunning, beautiful boat. That'd be so much fun to take out on the lake. Oh my goodness.
Yep. And if, you know, Dan, if boats aren't your thing, in May, we've got a couple Corvettes and a classic Ford Model A selling out in Craig, too.
Wow. The convenience of making the bid and the confidence that you're going to get a really high-quality piece of equipment is always there at Purple Wave, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
So the bidding process, just take me through that. If people have never been through this before, how easy is it, and how will they know that they're the winning bid?
So it's really easy. You go online, you get registered for an account, and when you register for an account, we ask for a credit card number. That is just to verify that, you know, you're a real person and also, you know, to back up your bids. We're not going to charge your card after you win the auction. We've got several different payment options, but once you've registered and verified and you've got your bidding status, you just go in, you find an item, and you type in either, you know, the minimum bid to be the next bid, or you can put in your maximum bid. A lot of people like that. That way they don't have to sit and watch the auction. They say, hey, you know, I'm willing to spend this much, and set it and forget it. And then if you've won, you'll get an email and a text message at the end of the auction with instructions on how to proceed with payment and come pick up your asset.
And don't be offended if you get a call and you're going to be pre-qualified, because you just can't arbitrarily
Correct.
Go
Yep.
out there, make a bid, win it, and then won't be able to afford what you just bid.
Right. So we have a feature, you know, if you bid over $10,000 on something and it's your first time, our main office will call and they'll just ask, you know, some pre-qualification questions. And then we'll put that reference on file and you're good to go, you know, going forward.
Excellent. You always do a great job, Casey. We really appreciate it. Go to purplewaveauction.com. purplewave.com to get all of the information. Get in on the bidding. It's the best online auction house there is. No minimum bids. It's just straight, simple, sold. I mean, I love it. Just that says it all, doesn't it?
Said it better than me, Dan.
Very good. Have a great weekend. Stay warm or hot, whatever the case may be, because we don't know these days. I mean, today's kind of cloudy,
exactly.
But, you know, it'll be 70s before you know it. Anyway, we'll look forward to talking to you next week, Casey. Thanks for the time.
Have a good day.